sounds like a good antenna. Very good antenna. And it's got the VA3 AII. Yep. For sure. Well, I'm just talking on for the teenagers. I got a J-pole. I had it just on the tripod, and then I put it up about 25 feet. And back this way, we're not far from Toledo, Ohio, 50 miles for one of their repeaters. So I can get in on that one pretty good, too, with good conditions. Tonight it's really cloudy out back this way. And it's getting a little chilly out there. It was really windy today. And we had that storm come through. I don't know if you got any of that storm up your way last night. But yeah, I can get into Toledo a little bit too. So not too bad. Maybe next year I'll get a small little 2-meter beam and play around with that. I like playing with antennas. Back to you.
Yeah, I've built quite a few. I got one I'm working on now. I got the rubber pieces that I made. I got the conduit clamps and these telescopers. It'll do 20 through up through 2 meters telescoping widths, but the rubber components in it were too soft. So I've got some, my buddy Jerry picked us up some Delrin. So I got to turn some of those down and take these rubber ones out. The Delrin will hold up a little bit better, but I had it all formulated out so I could, it's pretty flat across each band I tune to, and you can configure that thing in just about any configuration as well.
Roger on that. Well, that's great that you can build your own antennas. I haven't been into that yet. I don't know if I have the patience for it. I have watched some people build them on YouTube, but you got to know your measurements. You got to know for each band, the length and everything. So, like I say, I'm new at it. I'm just learning as I go. But hey, that's great that you can do that for sure. Did you guys get that storm up there in Guilford?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm in Vassar. We got peppered pretty bad here. A lot of people lost power, trees down and whatnot. It got pretty bad. But I monitor this machine here, this network machine. So I monitor this quite often. But I'm still getting over the flu, so I don't want to stay on here too much longer. My voice is starting to fail again, and I want to listen around a little bit on HF tonight. But it's definitely nice making contact. Yeah, we got hit pretty hard here. A lot of lightning, a lot of wind. But we had a lot of ice loss around here locally, so we didn't have a lot of stuff breaking off here too bad. But some places did. They got hit pretty good.
Roger on that. Well, that's good. It wasn't too bad up here. We didn't have power loss or anything, but a house down, a few houses down from here, I see one of their trees are a little bit uprooted. I'm just going to have to get it cut down. But, okay, we'll let you go. Sorry, I'm so happy to talk with you, and if you monitor here, I'll come by here again and throw my calls out. Maybe I'll be able to snag you again. So, hey, take care of that cold and flu, and we'll talk at you again. Thanks so much for the QSO. KP8, I think it is. OLE, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India India. The name's Kevin, by the way. Kevin, here in Windsor. 73 for now.
My name here is Mike India Kilo Echo. And the suffix always gets slaughtered on my call, but it's always close. The call sign is Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo. KB8OOE. 73, KB8OOE.
Okay, Mike, got it that time. I had it right the first time, and then I thought it was an L instead of an L, so I was wrong. Great. 73, Mike. OOE.